Welcome to the Weekend Stakes Preview on the Horse Racing Radio Network, presented by Naira Betts.
On the ones and twos, pops outside from third. Got us a fire. Fourth coat for success is fifth. And down inside is Mama Rena. They're off the turn. They're into the stretch. Hidden Connection shaken up to a three-length lead. And now it's four. Majestic Doro's trying hard. Mama Rena toward the inside. Goddess of Fire's late in the scene on the ones and twos behind that. But they are all chasing Hidden Connection. Hidden Connection streaking through the stretch to win the Pocahontas by eight lengths on the wire. Mama Rena was second. Goddess of Fire was third. And Code for Success finished fourth.
Now here's Bobby Newman and Dave Friedman.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Breeders' Cup edition of the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts, Bobby Newman, and Dave Freeman. It is finally upon us. Breeders' Cup 2021 live coverage here on HRRN starts 1 hour from now at 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. Dave, are you ready for a 14-race blitz over the next 2 days?
I can't wait. We've been talking about it for months. It's finally here. Let's pick some winners.
You're right. It's here. The 2021 Breeders' Cup World Championships have arrived. The stage is set at Del Mar. The gates are loaded, and Naira Betts is getting you ready to win it all. Apply promo code HRRN25 for a $25 free play and a $200 first deposit match. A Breeders' Cup bonus you just can't beat. As always, be sure to tune into America's Day at the Races, running on FS2 every afternoon, now through Sunday. The team will provide live coverage of the big races throughout the country. The schedule on FS2 this weekend. They're on today until 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Tomorrow from 12 to 5:30 Eastern time. Sunday, FS2, 11:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on the East Coast. Then switch over to FS1 from 3:30 to 6 p.m. Well, today's Breeders' Cup Friday. We've got five races today, Dave, nine races tomorrow. So let's start with the Friday card. And the first of the Breeders' Cup races is certainly one of the tougher races to handicap. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint. It's the only Grade 2 event. Every other one is a Grade 1 event. $1 million on the line for the two-year-olds sprinting five furlongs on the firm turf out at Del Mar. Good mix of local runners and Euro shippers. Where'd you end up?
Well, I want to like number 7, Armor, but I'm going to go against the Europeans. In two runnings of this race, Europeans have sent 15 horses. They have just two shows to show for it. I think the top two Europeans that would fit in this race opted not to come here. And I think Wesley Ward has the two best horses, Averly Jane and Twilight Gleaming. I like that both of them have run successfully against the boys before. I think Twilight Gleaming has been running against the better horses in Europe than Averly Jane has in the United States. And I went with Twilight Gleaming for the trainer that has won this race each of the last 2 years.
I can't disagree with your assessment here. I found this race to be extremely tough, and I'm going to be very honest with those listening on this show. This is a total spread race for me. I do not have a strong opinion in this race. I don't think that Averly Jane and Twilight Gleaming are monsters by any choice. Yes, when they win, they look really, really good, and Averly Jane has never lost in her career. I think this is the toughest field she's faced this far. She may just be better than this field. She can show speed. She can stalk the pace. I'm going to take a shot. I'm spreading in this race in all of my horizontal plays. So if I'm going to spread, I'm going to take a shot with a price. And it's Asheen Murphy's Hierarchy. Hugo Palmer, the trainer, post position number 5, 12-1 on the morning line. Four career starts, been in the money all of those races, including almost winning at 6 furlongs after a dwelt start last time out. Now, he probably will not be able to get away with doing that at 5 furlongs on the turf at Del Mar, but he usually does not break that poorly. So hopefully Hierarchy gets out of the gate better today and puts in a good run. This is a total spread for me. There are about 9 or 10 of them in this race that I can really see winning. Dave likes the two Wesley Ward trainees, Twilight Gleaming and Averly Jane. I'm going to try a Euro and Hierarchy in the Juvenile Turf Sprint, sixth race today at Del Mar. Seventh race is one of the shorter fields on the weekend. It's the Juvenile Fillies, 1 1/16, $2 million on the line, and just a field of 6, Dave, with a heavy favorite in the undefeated Echo Zulu.
Echo Zulu should be respected. This is the first try around two turns. I think Hidden Connection, Juju's Map, and Echo Zulu are all similar. I do not think Echo Zulu towers over the field. I'm going to play all three of them in horizontal wagers. Juju's Map is the horse I'm going to favor just ever so slightly. I like all three of them. I can't really distinguish between them. I think it's a really fun race. It's a small field. I think it's a good competitive field.
I agree with you. Echo Zulu has the benefit of speed, and she may be able to just get out in front of this field and keep going. I don't know if somebody like Juju's Map or maybe Tarabi, if she breaks better today than she did last time out, can challenge Echo Zulu. Tarabi is an interesting long shot, by the way, for Cherie DeVoe. She's had the misfortune of breaking from the rail in both of her career starts and really was awful out of the gate last time out and still finished second to Echo Zulu. Now, she wasn't really close to her at the wire. She was about four lengths behind, but I have a feeling Tarabi has a lot more speed than what she was able to show last time out. And I wonder if either of those can try to press Echo Zulu. I'm going to pick Hidden Connection on top. We heard her stretch run in the show open. She was so impressive, not only in her maiden win, but in that Grade 3 Pocahontas where she won around two turns. She won by almost 10 lengths. She proved that she can win without the medication Lasix. Raylu Gutierrez is riding his first ever Breeders' Cup race. We got a chance to speak with him on one of the Breeders' Cup countdown shows earlier in the week. He does not sound nervous. I'm sure he will be nervous, but he does not sound nervous, and he loves this filly. I don't know if they're going to just let Echo Zulu parade around the racetrack and keep going, but I think Hidden Connection has a big chance. I'm going to use Hidden Connection and Echo Zulu, and I'll put Hidden Connection on top in the Juvenile Fillies Race 7 on today's card. Eighth race on the card, we go back to the turf for the Juvenile Fillies turf. $1 million on the line. These are two-year-old fillies going 1 mile on the turf, which will be firm today. And the temperature is going to be somewhere in the mid-60s. They'll have fast and firm conditions. A big field of 14 and several euros trying to steal the Americans' money.
Europeans have won this race only 2 of 13 runnings. I think there's a big difference this year. I think they've actually sent among their best horses, and I think they're going to be really, really tough. But to be completely open and honest, I am playing all here. I don't know if they're all going to be A's or some are going to be A's and B's and C's as I divide up my horses and put together my various tickets. But in the pick five, I will have all of them covered in one way or another. I think it's a wide open race. I respect the Europeans. Number six, Hello You at 10-1 is a horse that interests me. Cachet, number three, interests me. I have some interest in Malavoth, number 12, who is stretching out a bit today. But I think Miz and Scene, number 13, is the class of this group. Ran against a terrific European filly in Spirale, ran fourth last time out, couple of wins before that. I hate the post. You obviously don't like being marooned way out there, but we've seen race after race at Del Mar the last couple of days, two-turn races, horses going wide and horses coming late and getting there. I think Miss Encine is the best horse. I'm playing all of them.
Okay. By the way, I spoke with track announcer Larry Colmes yesterday. He's going with Mise en Scène, French pronunciation.
Ooh, I like that.
Mise en Scène. So okay. We're going with that as well, Mise en Scène. I had it narrowed down to seven runners in this race, which it doesn't sound like I'm really narrowing it down at all. Unfortunately, I don't like a few of the locally based runners who are going to take money. The great story with George Leonard's California Angel, I really don't like her at all. I don't like Pizza Bianca down along the inside either. I'm probably not going to use her. I picked the Irish runner Cachet on top. I loved her last two efforts in group run and group two competition over in Great Britain. I think she would be my top selection in the race. But really, I think Bubble Rock has a big chance. Hello You has a big chance. Koala Princess has done nothing wrong in two starts for Arno Delacour. I think she's a big one with a chance. Haughty is undefeated in two starts. And you mentioned Mise en Scène. Malavath is another one. So like you, I don't have a strong opinion in this race. I'm going to try one of the Euros, and it's one of the longer-priced ones, number three, Cachet, for George Bowie and Luis Saez in the Juvenile Fillies Turf Race 8 later on today at Del Mar. Ninth race on the card at Del Mar is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. $2 million on the line, and it took a big hit this morning, my friend, when the news came out that morning line favorite Jack Christopher, breaking from the rail, 9-5 on the line, would not race. He has been scratched out of this race, apparently came up with a shin problem in the last 24 hours. And I know for both of us, this made us do some reassessing.
There's no question about it, and I'm really curious, and I think I want to hear what you have to say first, because I know you're against Corniche, but now that there's no Jack Christopher, how do you reassess?
Well, I still don't like Corniche. I still don't like his post position. I don't like the fact that there's other speed to his inside. He may just get out in front of this field and go, but I'm going to try to beat him. I'm going to use three of them in here. My top choice is the horse who ran second to Jack Christopher in the Grade 1 Champagne. It's a maiden command performance for Todd Pletcher and Irad Ortiz. I don't love his post position either, but he figures to come from a little bit off the pace, so I'm not as worried about it from him. 5-1 on the morning line with Jack Christopher in there. I would think he's going to be closer to 7-2 at post time, and even though he's a maiden, I think he's a very talented maiden, and I like the fact that he's reunited with Irad Ortiz. So command performance on top for me. The other two I'm going to use in here, number four, Papa Cap, who actually ran second to Corniche in the American Pharoah last time out, but he didn't have quite the cozy trip Corniche did, and I think he has a chance to improve. And Bob Baffert's other entrant, number eight, Barossa, that's the one I'm most intrigued with. I liked his maiden win last time out, and he's going to be overlooked in the betting. So I'm going to use fours, eights, and tens with number 10 command performance on top.
We're almost exactly on the same page. Jack Christopher was dazzling in the Champagne. Command performance ran a darn good race, too. That's my pick on top. And do not ignore Bob Baffert in two-year-old racing. I'm going to play Corniche. I'm going to play Barossa. I think Barossa has a big chance off of that last race. But for me, command performance on top, Barossa and Corniche underneath.
So, both of us like command performance in this spot. Neither of us mentioned the third Bob Baffert runner, and that is the Del Mar Futurity winner, Pinehurst. He's undefeated. Why is it that neither of us like this horse?
Well, I think for me there's a distance question, has never gone two turns, and Mike Smith electing to ride Corniche instead of Pinehurst.
That certainly makes sense, and you and I are on the same page. Command performance for both of us, not a strong play, but both of us on top, a maiden trying to win the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll close out today's action and start on tomorrow's Breeders' Cup action. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Live racing is back at Churchill Downs October 31st through November 28th with the same strong purses we've had all year, and you are not going to want to miss it. Highlighted by the graded stakes such as the Grade 3 Chalukie, the Grade 2 Falls City, Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club, and the Grade 2 Goldenrod, along with the Grade 1 Clark, this November meet is sure to be full of excitement. For more racing information and to get your tickets today, visit ChurchillDowns.com. That's ChurchillDowns.com.
This week's Flair Fact is brought to you by Achieve Equine, maker of Flair Equine Nasal Strips. Unlike most domestic animals, under normal circumstances, horses cannot vomit. This is due to many reasons, such as the stomach is very strong and it won't open easily, the abdominal muscles cannot squeeze the stomach, and horses do not have a vomiting reflex. For more Flair Facts, visit flairstrips.com/learn.
Hi, this is Shug McGahee, and I really enjoy listening to Horse Racing Radio Network. This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
The length and a half separate the top three. They've opened up by four lengths back to Leinster, who is fourth down toward the inside. Got Stormy fifth on the outside. Off the far turn, Wildman Jack ahead in front. Texas Wedge on the outside. Into Mystic is there. Down toward the inside. Glass Slippers is running late toward the rail and fourth and looking for running room. Leinster then got Stormy. Glass Slippers is coming through. Got Stormy on the outside. Late run from Extravagant Kid. Glass Slippers and Leinster 1-2 down to the line. Glass Slippers in front. Late charge for Wet Your Whistle. It is Glass Slippers. Glass Slippers to win the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint for Tom Eaves with a brilliant ride.
Our very own Kurt Becker on the call of last year's Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, a roughly run version of the Turf Sprint won by the Euro-invading filly Glass Slippers. She will try to defend her crown tomorrow in the Turf Sprint. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. Bobby Newman and Dave Friedman taking you through all 14 Breeders' Cup events. We have one more to talk about on today's card before we start the Saturday action, Dave. And the finale today is another real tough race to handicap. The Juvenile Turf, $1 million on the line for the two-year-old colts and geldings. They go 1 mile on the firm turf later today at Del Mar. Field of 14 with a couple of also eligibles, and the favorite, believe it or not, is in post 14, one of the European invaders, Dubawi Legend.
Well, I like the Europeans better here, and I do respect McKinnon, and I sort of like Portfolio Company. I don't think they are of the quality of the horses that are from across the pond. Dubawi Legend, I think, is the best horse in this race, but the 14 post is certainly far less than ideal. The two horses on the rail for Charlie Appleby, Modern Games and All Bar, I respect both of them. Everything I've heard from the experts is of the two Appleby horses, Modern Games is better. And Modern Games was going to be my choice in this race until I just started watching the races. Dubawi Legend's races just look better. They're against better horses, and Dubawi Legend seems to be the better of the two horses. I'm going to play Dubawi Legend on top, and there is a horse on a little bit of a price I'm going to use underneath. It's Aidan O'Brien's Gloonthon, who I have heard almost nobody talk about, but 9 starts in this race for Aidan O'Brien horses, 4 wins, 5 seconds. I understand the race last time out in Ireland was not loaded with great horses, and Gloonthon lost to Dubawi Legend 2 back, but did stumble at the start of that race. It's Dubawi Legend for me. It's Gloonthon and a couple other Euros underneath.
I respect both Dubawi Legend and Gloonthon. I'm using them both. I'm using Modern Games. I'm using Albar. I like the Euros as well. I respect McKinnon. He's looked great since I've seen him here at Del Mar. I respect Portfolio Company. I think they have chances. I'm going to try another price. I don't know if it's the right move, picking an American horse on top in a race loaded with European goodies. Number 3, Dakota Gold, I think is very, very good for Danny Gargan and Luis Saez. And I think because of those connections, he is going to be higher than his morning line of 8-1. He did nothing wrong in an off-the-turf sprint at Saratoga in his debut, crushing a field by almost 5. And he did nothing wrong in a stakes debut, the now, going a mile on the turf at Monmouth last time out, winning from off the pace, going away. I liked both of those efforts. I like the way he's trained at Saratoga since then. I like his closing style here at Del Mar. I think he has a big chance and is going to be somewhere in the 10 or 12 to 1 range. So I'm spreading in the race, but my top pick is going to be Dakota Gold in the Juvenile Turf Race 10, the final race on today's Breeders' Cup card. Okay, we've got a lot of action tomorrow at the Breeders' Cup, and the final 9 races on the Del Mar card tomorrow, all Breeders' Cup events, starting with race number 4. It's a 12-race card. The first 3 races are non-Breeders' Cup events. 4th race begins those Breeders' Cup events, and we start with the shortest field in the Breeders' Cup. There was a word a couple days ago that the Juan Arriagada trainee Estilo Talentoso would come out of the filly and mare sprint. That leaves us with a field of 5. And the Bob Baffert monster Gamine, who was 3-5 on the morning line, will probably be closer to 1 or 2-5.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about this over the course of a month or two. I don't think Amin's 2021 races are as good as her 2020 races. I think she is ripe to be beaten. I just don't think anyone in this field is going to beat her. I really wanted to play Bell's the One. I think there's going to be some pressure. Bella Sofia goes at Gamine. Bell's the One swoops in, maybe makes it a race at the end. I do not regard CeCe the way I do Bell's the One. I just think Gamine is better than this group, and I'm not going to try to beat her. I'm going to single her.
Okay, I'm not going to single her because of what you said at the beginning. I agree. I don't think she's as good this year as she was last year, and I don't know if that's just a difference between a 3- and a 4-year-old campaign, or maybe she's just better with Lasix than she is without Lasix. Her last 4 starts have been all without Lasix, and she won all of those races. I don't think they're as strong an effort as what she was putting on last year. So I respect Gamine. It's one of those things. You either single or you're trying to beat her. I'm going to try to beat her with Bella Sofia. I know Bella Sofia is probably going to be mixing it up with Gamine. But the truth of the matter is that Bella Sofia is not a filly that just absolutely has to have the lead to win. She can press Gamine from the outside. And the last 2 times, in fact, all 3 races where she's gone from a pressing style on, she's won and won super impressively. I love her outside draw. I think she will stalk Gamine. And I think there's a chance that the unthinkable could happen. She could pass Gamine in the stretch and go on to win the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. So I'm going to pick Bella Sofia on top. I certainly respect Gamine. I think both Edgeway and CeCe are fringe players if the speed just completely caves in. I'm going to try Bella Sofia in the Filly and Mare Sprint because I know if she wins, I can spread in other races. And the payoff will be tremendous because 90% of the tickets will be gone. So Bella Sofia for me in the Filly and Mare Sprint race 4 tomorrow. 5th race on the card tomorrow is the $1 million Turf Sprint. We heard that Glass Slippers rejoin. She was a long shot winner last year at odds of 10-1. She's 6-1 on the morning line in this year's renewal. Her stablemate, Emirati Anna, drawn just outside of her, 5-1 in the wagering. Golden Pal for Wesley Ward figures to be the favorite in here, and just for the most part, he's a win machine.
Golden Pal was so impressive in the Woodford at Keeneland. I mean, looking at the running line, a 2.25 length victory over Extravagant Kid doesn't tell the story at all. It was like Golden Pal got shot out of a cannon the last quarter of a mile, just absolutely ran away from what I thought was a pretty good group of horses. I like Golden Pal. I am very seriously considering playing Golden Pal in some manner or facet. But at 7-2 against a pretty darn good field, I think there are other better values. I like Kamari, but you know I don't like fillies against the boys. And her last 2 wins came against girls. Now you go back to that race at Ascot in 2020, the Commonwealth Cup. It was really, really good. I love how versatile Kamari is, but I did end up with Emirati Anna. I just thought that an older guy facing younger girls, and her last 3 races are huge in Europe. 2 wins and a 2nd place against Winner Power, who I think would be the favorite in this race. Emirati Anna for me, but I don't think it's anywhere close to straightforward or just picking one of them. I think you need several.
I think you need several as well, and I respect every horse that you mentioned. There are several others in the race that I think have big chances as well. Gear Jockey is in great form. Fast Boat, Extravagant Kid have some races that would certainly make them dangerous in these spots. I am going to go with the quote-unquote other Wesley Ward, the filly Kamari, to beat the boys. I've said it all many, many times, Dave. Turf sprints are not my forte. They are not my favorite races. So I'm picking Kamari on top. Make no bones about it. I'm using a lot of them in this race. But she's proven against the boys as just as well as the girls. I like the fact that she can show speed or stalk the pace. I trust in Joel Rosario. I'm going to put Kamari on top to fire off the layoff. She's done it before. Kamari for me in the turf sprint. But to be perfectly honest, There are about 10 of them in this race that I think really have a chance to win. Kamari is the one I'm going to put on top in the turf sprint. Race 6 on tomorrow's card is the Big Ass Fans Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. I just can't resist saying that sponsor's name. $1 million on the line, a two-turn dirt mile here at Del Mar, a conventional dirt mile, if you will. We're going to have another short price because the Todd Pletcher trainee, Life is Good, 4-5 on the morning line. Looks like he'll be closer to 1-2.
Yeah, and again, a little bit like Gamine, I don't think this race came up extremely tough. Life is Good started in the Bob Baffert barn when some of the stuff came out about him around the Kentucky Derby. Todd Pletcher took over. It would be ironic if Bob Baffert's 8 rings could compete or beat Life is Good. I'm a Silver State fan. 7-2 doesn't interest me at all. If you gave me 5-6-1 on Silver State, I would certainly give him an opportunity to beat Life is Good. But Life is Good was going to be the Kentucky Derby favorite last year before getting injured. 5 races, the only loss against Jackie's Warrior in a race that, I don't know, maybe Mike Smith could have done a better job. Mike Smith lost the mount on Life is Good. That was after a very, very long layoff. I think Life is Good is an extremely classy, extremely high-quality horse in excellent form, and I see no reason to bet against.
Okay, I completely respect Life is Good. I think he's one of the best horses in the country. I was not impressed with his Kelso win. I thought he faced nothing that day. It was a very short field. He beat them like he was supposed to. He was 1-20, and he just roamed around there. I was not impressed with him getting beaten by Jackie's Warrior, getting caught by Jackie's Warrior. I don't think you should be getting caught by Jackie's Warrior if your Life is Good when you're leading going 7 furlongs, and he drifted out in the stretch, and Mike Smith took a lot of flack for it, and that may be the reason that he didn't ride him back in the Kelso. I don't know. Life is Good is very, very good. I think there's other speed in there. I think number 4, Jasper Prince, is interesting. From what I'm told, his good races in Japan are very, very good. I'm going to try number 1, Silver State. I don't think his good races are as good as Life is Good's good races, but I think there could be pace in the race, and I think he's going to be overlooked. So I'm going to put Silver State on top. I'm actually going to use 1s, 4s, and 5s, just pressing the 1s and the 5s in that spot, but hoping that the pace is there, that maybe Silver State has a chance to run down Life is Good and cause the minor upset in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll look at more of tomorrow's action, including the Filly and Mare Turf, the Sprint, and the Mile. This is the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
Multiple Grade 1 winner, Charlatan. Winner of the Grade 1 Malibu by 4.5 lengths.
What a spectacular return for Charlatan, who will romp in the Run Happy Malibu Stakes by 4.5 emphatic lengths.
And a dominating winner of the Grade 1 Arkansas Derby by 6 lengths.
And Charlatan is going to run them off their feet and win the Arkansas Derby.
By champion sire Spitestown, out of Breeders' Cup Distaff placed Authenticity. Charlatan, standing at Hillendale Farms.
This week's Flair Fact is brought to you by Achieve Equine, maker of Flair Equine Nasal Strips. Sweating is a horse's primary mechanism for cooling, especially during intense exercise. Horses with a condition known as anhidrosis are commonly called non-sweaters and can exhibit exercise intolerance or poor performance with its mild form. For more Flair facts, visit flairstrips.com/learn.
This is Wesley Ward. I'm the conqueror of Royal Ascot. I listen to HRN.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
The 4 of them line up at the top of the lane. Mo Forza on the outside, hit the road in the white. Smooth Like Straighter's in there, and Neptune Storm at the rail. These four across the track, anyone can win it. It's Smooth Like Straight, the advantage. Smooth Like Straight, Mo Forza. Mo Forza going to get up. Mo Forza got up. Mo Forza wins the Del Mar Mine in a thriller to Smooth Like Straight. Hit the road, Neptune Storm, and count again.
Trevor Demmon on the call of the Grade 2 Del Mar Mile earlier this year. Mo Forza getting back off a long layoff and getting to the winner's circle. He'll be one of the favorites in tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Mile. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Nyra Betts, Bobby Newman, and Dave Friedman, taking you along through all 14 of the Breeders' Cup races. Right now, it's time for the Blood Horse News Update, and look at the top headlines from BloodHorse.com. Judmont's Mandaloon on course for Saudi Cup. Well, Essential Quality, Hot Rod Charlie, and Medina Spirit are the second through fourth choices in the Classic. Judmont's Mandaloon, runner-up in the Grade 1 Kentucky Derby, is expected to return to trainer Brad Cox's Kentucky Barn shortly after the World Championships to point toward the February 26th $20 million Saudi Cup at King Abdulaziz Racetrack in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Quote, he's doing great and he looks fantastic. We gave him 2 months off doing practically nothing the last 3 or 4 weeks. We've been riding him on the farm, and as soon as Brad gets back from the Breeders' Cup, Mandaloon will go to Churchill Downs with the goal of getting a prep race in January and going to the Saudi Cup, said Garrett O'Rourke, general manager of Judmont Farms United States Division. That was the plan when we hit a bump in the road and turned out to be nothing at all. It made all the sense in the world. Family of the late Prince Khalid Ben Abdullah wants to have a crack at the Saudi Cup. It's a very important race for them. We're hoping for a really big year from Mandaloon. It will be nice to start it off on a big note in the Saudi Cup. That wraps up this afternoon's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus, available through BloodHorse.com, provides exclusive content to subscribers, including behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, including the popular new Three Things You May Not Know About, as Claire Crosby takes you behind the scenes to learn some of the fun things about some of your favorite horses, including Nixco, She Dares the Devil, Latruska, God Stormy, and more. Check out these exclusive videos and all that in the new Blood Horse Plus, available on BloodHorse.com. It all has great things to offer. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Nyra Betts, Bobby Newman, Dave Freeman. We are in the thick of it on Breeders' Cup Saturday and looking now at the seventh race on tomorrow's card at Del Mar. It is the $2 million Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf. These are fillies and mares going a mile and three-eighths on the lawn. Expected to be a firm turf course tomorrow at Del Mar. Big field of 12, Dave, and it brings back the defending champ from last year, Odaria, who did not get the best of post position. She's way out on the outside.
Yeah, didn't get a good post in number 12. And remember, this is a different distance than last year. We're going a mile and three-eighths in this one. At Keeneland last year, they went a mile and three-sixteenths. Odaria has been running against top-flight horses, has not been beating them, does not have a victory in four races since winning the Breeders' Cup last year. Am I going to play Odaria? Yes. Am I going to play her on top? No, I'm not. I think this is a very, very difficult handicapping race. If there is an American, I like Warlike Goddess best. I think that she's been very impressive, winning four straight races and six of seven lifetime. My understanding is she's been working very, very well for Bill Mott. But I do think the European horses are just running against stronger competition. To me, it comes down to the horses that have been running against Mishriff, and the Japanese horse Loves Only You ran a terrific race in Dubai against Mishriff back in March. I hear great things about Loves Only You, but Love, to me, runs her best race, and she wins. I understand that her best races probably came more in 2020 than 2021, but she's been running against really, really high-quality competition. Aidan O'Brien knows exactly what he's doing, and while I'm going to play four or five different international horses here, Love will be my top selection.
I agree with you. I think Love is the one to beat if she runs her race. I'm going to put her on top as well. There are five of them that I'm using in here. I like Love's Only You. I think she has a big chance. Believe it or not, I think Dog Tag for Dick Mandela and Flavian Pratt have a huge chance. Love the fact that Pratt is getting back aboard, and Dog Tag is going to be overlooked just simply because she's riding a six-race losing streak. But she hasn't run poorly in those races, and I think she'll appreciate the extra ground. So at 30-1, I think I'd be foolish not to use her at least a little bit if I think she has a punter's chance. Odaria, I completely respect her. I'm going to use her as well. And I think the best of the American runners in this race is actually not Warlike Goddess, but it may be number two, Pocket Square. I don't know if she's going to like a mile and 3/8. That's a big question mark for me. But at 15-1 with Irad Ortiz, if I think she has at least a little chance, I'm going to use her. So I'm spreading in the race, but like you, Dave, I'm going to put number six, Love, on top in the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf 4-1 on the morning line for jockey Ryan Moore. Tomorrow's eighth race is the $2 million Breeders' Cup Sprint. Six furlongs on the main track. Field of nine set to go to post. Should be another big favorite in here, Dave, as Jackie's Warrior tries to extend his win streak to four. And let's face it, even when Jackie's Warrior doesn't win, he runs a good race. He's never run a bad race in his life.
Yeah, Jackie's Warrior is class all the way. And the only losses on Jackie's Warrior's slate are two-turn races. He's never lost a one-turn race.
That's false. Wait a minute. That's false. Four starts ago, he was beaten by Drain the Clock seven furlong Woody Stevens.
You're right. I'm sure I had Jackie's Warrior that day, and I've just tried to forget that. Jackie's Warrior is going to be really tough in here, and I don't really see the way the race is being run working out for the other kind of quote-unquote top challengers, Special Reserve and Dr. Scovel. They both are going to be kind of forwardly placed, maybe pace pressing, but I think Jackie's Warrior is just way too quick for them early on. Now, Gamine to me is a single, and Life is Good as a single. I'm going to play Aloha West in addition to Jackie's Warrior. Jackie's Warrior is my top pick. I think probably he kicks clear and scores, but I think Aloha West is a pretty talented horse for Wayne Catalano. Two back, I was very impressed with the kind of slow pace that Aloha West encountered at Saratoga and was still able to rally. And then last time out, maybe could have gotten there, maybe should have gotten there, but that's why you're getting 8-1. I think it's a good value. Jackie's Warrior on top of Aloha West for me.
Okay, I agree with most of what you're saying. I think Jackie's Warrior is a very logical heavy favorite in the race, and I don't have any knocks on him. He's really, really good. I think Aloha West does have a big chance in the race. His biggest problem is he does not know how to get out of the starting gate. If he can figure how to break within a length of these horses, it would give him so much less that he has to do. But he just is his own enemy coming out of the gate, and I don't think he can afford losing three or four lengths to these top-class runners. I'm going to use him as well. The horse I'm going to put on top is number one, Following C. There's just something to me that says that Following C, although not the most consistent runner in the world, when he's on, is the best horse in this race. He's lightly raced. I know Bob Baffert and his team loved this horse when they had him the first two starts of his career, and he's been really good for Todd Pletcher since. They tried to make him into a router, and I don't know if that's going to work out, but sprint-wise, I think this horse is brilliant. I don't love his post position. This is why John Velasquez gets paid the big money. He's going to have to figure out how he's going to get a good trip for Following C with Jackie's Warrior right there on his outside. I don't think Following C has to have the lead. I just don't want him going head-and-head with Jackie's Warrior all the way around, or it's going to set up for a closer, and maybe that is Aloha West. So I'm using ones, twos, and fives. I'm going to put Following C on top because I think this horse's best races make him very, very tough, and he's going to be a square price in tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Sprint Race 8 on the Saturday card out at Del Mar. Moving ahead to the ninth race, this is the Breeders' Cup Mile. $2 million on the line, 1 mile on the turf. Once again, should be a firm turf course tomorrow. A big field of 14 set to go to post, and a really good Euro invader for trainer Charlie Appleby in Space Blues, the morning line favorite at 3-1.
Yeah, this is the race where you talk yourself into playing a bunch of them, and maybe you only need one of them. I respect Mo Forsett, probably the best American Hope winner of four consecutively and 8 out of 9, but I do not think the competition in Southern California is anywhere remotely close to as good as it is in Europe for this sort of race. Mother Earth and Pearls Galore are both nice prices. I don't love girls running against boys. They've certainly done it pretty well in Europe, but I'm not going to favor them here. Master of Seas makes sense for Charlie Appleby, but going back to the horse's race in the Queen Elizabeth II at Ascot, a non-factor against what I thought was a good, not great field, and that race just kind of turned me off of Master of Seas. I have no knock on Space Blues for Appleby, winner of 2 straight and 7 of 9. You could easily say, well, those races are at 6, 6.5, and 7 furlongs, but he's got mile experience. Back in 2019, ran 3 races at a mile or more. 1-1 was second in another, and I think the ground at Del Mar will be just fine for Space Blues. I think he's the best. I think he'll win.
I think he's going to win also, and it pains me to say that because I'm such a big Mo Forza fan. I'm only using those two in the race. To be perfectly honest, I think Mo Forza's races last year are better than his races this year. I was really not impressed by his win in the City of Hope Mile last time out. The pace was honest, and it still took every breath out of him to get up and win. It looks like a fast time, 1:32.2. It was so rock hard, that turf course over at Santa Anita. That really was not any better than some of the allowance horses were running there. So I respect Mo Forza. I'm going to have him if he wins because I could be on some sort of injury watch if he wins and I'm not involved at all. But I think Space Blues is better. He's bred to run longer, even though he's been sprinting. He comes from off the pace. I don't think the mile will hurt him at all. Charlie Appleby has gone on record as saying that this is his best chance at a Breeders' Cup winner. Space Blues for both Dave and myself in the Breeders' Cup Mile. I'm using 3s and 6s, but Space Blues on top for both Dave and me in Race 9 tomorrow, the Breeders' Cup Mile, $2 million on the line. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll look at the Distaff, the Turf, and the Classic. You're listening to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
Bet and watch the races worldwide from the palm of your hand with Naira Betts. Sign up for Naira Betts today and take advantage of premier perks with the best live racing and instant replays in HD, exclusive promotions, and earn points on every bet. Sign up for Naira Betts today with the promo code HRRN200 and earn a deposit match bonus of up to $200. Again, that's HRRN200. With Naira Betts, you can bet any track, anywhere, at any time. Head over to NairaBetts.com.
This week's Flair Fact is brought to you by Achieve Equine, maker of Flair Equine Nasal Strips. A horse can use twice the oxygen per kilogram of body weight of any human athlete. This is called maximal oxygen consumption. This means that for each kilogram that a horse weighs, that mass can consume 2 times the oxygen during maximal exercise before it fatigues, making horses able to push harder and longer. For more Flair facts, visit flairstrips.com/learn.
Watch and wager on world-class racing from Woodbine Racetrack with Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday post times at 12:55 Eastern and a Friday post time of 4:45 Eastern. Don't forget, on March 13th, we have the Grade 3 Maple Leaf Stakes for fillies and mares, and on the 14th, the Grade 2 Autumn Stakes for 3-year-olds and up. With racing now through December 4th and plenty of weekend stakes, you are not going to want to miss out on the action at Woodbine. For more information on racing and handicapping, visit woodbine.com.
I'm 3-time Derby winning jockey Gary Stevens.
This is Rosie Nupravnik.
Hi, my name is Sean Bridgman.
Hi, my name is Alan Garcia, and I listen to Horse Racing Radio.
This is the Weekend Stakes Preview, presented by Naira Betts.
They're coming to the top of the stretch, and Essential Quality makes its move on the outside of Hot Rod Charlie. Rock Your World has dropped back.
Gary Comas on the call of this year's Grade 1 Belmont Stakes Essential Quality Hot Rod. Charlie putting on a show. Seems like they run against each other just about every time they go to the racetrack, and they will get a chance at each other once again in tomorrow's featured Breeders' Cup Classic with $6 million on the line. Welcome back to the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Nyra Betts, Bobby Newman, and Dave Friedman. Folks, it's here. The 2021 Breeders' Cup World Championships have arrived. The stage is set at Del Mar. The gates are loaded, and Nyra Betts is getting you ready to win it all. Apply promo code HRRN25 for a $25 free play and a $200 first deposit match. A Breeders' Cup bonus you just can't beat. As always, be sure to tune into America's Day at the Races, running on FS2 every afternoon, now through Sunday, where the team will provide live coverage of the big races throughout the country. The schedule on FS2 this weekend, they are on today until 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, tomorrow from 12 to 5:30 Eastern Time, Sunday FS2 from 11:30 a.m. to 3:30, and then over on FS1 from 3:30 to 6 p.m. on the East Coast. All right, Dave, we've got three races left on our Breeders' Cup action tomorrow, and we're going to start with race number 10. The girls are on display in the $2 million Breeders' Cup Distaff. Fillies and mares going a mile and an eighth on the main track. Very talented field of 11 with a solid favorite in number 6, Latruska.
Earlier in the show, we talked about Gamin, and I said I thought she was better in 2020 than 2021, and she's ready to be beaten, but there's no one in the field to beat her. I feel similarly about Latruska. You cannot knock a horse that's won 17 of 22 and a 6 for 7 this year. But I'm just not convinced she towers over this field, and I'm going to try to beat her, particularly since I think there's ample speed in here. Horologist will be moving early. She Dares the Devil should be pressuring, and I think it's something off the pace that has a good opportunity. I like Malathot. I like Malathot a lot because she battles. She usually wins 6 for 7 lifetime. It's not always pretty, but she gets the job done. This is her first race against older. And Royal Flag is the one I'm going to pick. I like the fact that she just seems to be running great right now. Just missed against Latruska on a speed-favoring track at Saratoga in August. Came back and beat a pace that was really, really slow at Belmont Park and still was able to circle, go by, and win by 4 1/4 lengths. Maybe not an amazing field in a grade two at Belmont October 10th, but I love the way she's running. Royal Flag and Malathat for me to upset Latruska. Royal Flag, the better value at 8-1 on top.
Okay, twos and threes for Dave with Royal Flag on top. By the way, I also think that Bob Baffert's Private Mission can apply pressure from the inside gate. I think she's going to go from there, and she's been right up on the pace in all of her starts, including several sprint races. I agree with you. I think Latruska can get beat tomorrow, and I think the pace is going to be challenging for her. I don't like Malathat. I love Malathat tomorrow. For everything you said, I think she's a fighter. I think she has more upside than some of the others because she's a three-year-old and she's lightly raced. She's coming off a little bit of a layoff, which I think is a good thing because I think that they've had this in mind all along. She's been working well. She's looked good, just kind of standing around and stretching her legs here at Del Mar. I think she's going to get the right trip, and I think Malathat at 4-1 on the morning line is the play in tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Distaff. Royal Flag for Dave, Malathat for me. Dave using twos and threes in the race. I'm going to single Malathat in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Goes as race number 10. The 11th race, the penultimate race on Breeders' Cup Saturday, is the Breeders' Cup Turf. $4 million on the line for the three-year-olds and up, going a 1.5 miles on the turf. We are going to have a full field, Dave, of 14. Now, it's not the original 14 that we thought. We've had two defections in the last day or so. We actually broke the news yesterday on the Breeders' Cup Countdown that United was coming out for trainer Dick Mandela. It was only an hour or so later that Chad Brown announced that domestic spending would be coming out of the race. Now, whether those were horses that you liked or not, they were horses that were interesting. United never runs a bad race, even though he was 20-1 on the morning line. He's a horse that's hard to ignore because he's always in or around the money. Domestic spending was going to be one of the favorites in the race. He was 4-1 on the morning line, coming off that narrow defeat in the race that was formerly called the Arlington Million, now called the Mr. D. But United Domestic Spending out, which means the first two on the also eligibles list get in, Bolshoi Ballet and Channel Maker. The defending champ, Tarnawa, 9-5 on the morning line, probably going to be lower than that now with domestic spending out.
Yeah, this race is one that I looked at several times and needed to step away from and reconsider. At one point, I wanted to play them all. Then I was thinking about playing all the Europeans. I did like domestic spending, who got scratched in the race. And then I started watching races and really thinking critically about this. This is Europeans' game, a mile and a half in the turf. Euros have won this race 10 of the last 13 years. So you look at all of these horses, and you can try to convince yourself of a bunch of them. The French-bred Sisvahan, who has been running in Germany, certainly has reasons to be excited about. Yiber came to America and won a race at Belmont Park and looked good in Europe. Broom was in the Arc last time out. But to me, this just isn't an amazing field. Tiona is another good Irish bred who's been running in France and Great Britain, and I just think Tarnawa towers over this field. And I understand maybe the firm going isn't what she really wants, and I certainly am not that excited about playing a girl against the boys at a low price. I just think she's the best horse, been running in the best races, and the fact that she finished second each of the last two times out, she's facing horses that would be huge favorites in this event. St. Mark's Basilica is one of the best horses in the world. I just think Tarnawa is better, and I don't think it's that close.
Well, okay, so a strong selection of number 13, Tarnawa, for Dave in the Breeders' Cup Turf. This is another race. I've said it many times on the network. I like turf routes in general. My opinions over the years in the Breeders' Cup Turf have been beyond awful, beyond awful. You gotta know your strengths, Dave. And in addition to knowing your strengths, you got to know your weaknesses. And this one is a weakness for me. I looked at the results of every Breeders' Cup Turf event since the inception in 1984. I think you'd be better off literally blindfolded throwing darts at a program than what my selections have been in this race. And it's funny, of course, you know, I'd like to have the money back that this race has cost me over the years, but that's just the way it is. And I said it before last year's Breeders' Cup. I don't care what the field looks like. I'm hitting all in this race, and I'm moving on. I know I'm going to be alive after this race. And maybe I would have picked Tarnawa as one of my top two or three last year. I don't know. She got the job done. She obviously looks like, if not the one to beat, one of the ones to beat in this spot. And there are a few horses in here that, to be honest, I don't think have a chance at winning. I don't like Tribuven. I don't like Acclimate. A couple of front-running types trying to go gate to wire on a turf course that is overly not that friendly to speedsters in route races, but I'm not going to hit the all but two button. So I'm playing all in this race. If I have to pick somebody on top just for the heck of doing it, I'm going to pick Gufo. I know it's an American trying the Euros, and he's coming off a loss last time out as the favorite in the Grade One Turf Classic at Belmont Park. I don't know what happened to him that day. I think he ran his race. He just wasn't good enough to win. It looks like Joel Rosario moved too soon on him, but I don't think he did. I think just Gufo got run over by Rock Emperor and another one in there. Rock Emperor just ran the best race of his life, and he's in at 15-1 tomorrow in the turf, and another one that by virtue of the all button I will have. But I like Gufo's closing kick. I trust in Joel Rosario. I think he may be the best of the American runners. I'm not sure of it, but I think he might. And at 8-1, I'm going to pick him on top. But make no bones about it, Dave. I will have the winner in the Breeders' Cup Turf. I don't care which of the 14 it is. I'll have him. And the funny thing is, I used this theory last year. I hit the late pick four last year and other wagers by alling the mile and alling the turf. There is no chance I would have had all Order of Australia in the Breeders' Cup Mile last year. He probably would have been my last choice in the 14-horse field. He drew in from the also-eligibles with a jockey who I had not heard of before that day, was not, not really highly regarded. But I wasn't going to hit the all-but-one-or-two button. I obviously didn't have a very good opinion, so I hit all. And lo and behold, Order of Australia gets the job done at a gigantic number. It's all for me in this race, but I'm going to put Gufo on top just to make a selection in the turf, race 11 tomorrow. Featured race of the weekend, the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. Race 12 on the card tomorrow out at Del Mar, a field of nine, and a lot of pace expected, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you guys had it on the show about Bob Baffert that Medina Spirit is going, and Nick's go is the quickest, and there's no question that he's going. And that means there's guaranteed tempo in this race. And it's not impossible that there couldn't be one or two others pressing the pace. I do think it sets up for something from before. I respect Nick's go. Nick's go may win, but at a low price and having never gone a mile and a quarter and knowing there's going to be pace pressure, it just makes it hard for me to pick Nick's go on top. To me, it comes down to who are the best closers, and they don't have to be deep closers, but who can make up ground and pass horses. And the two that I like best are Hot Rod Charlie and Essential Quality. You could convince me to go either way with those two. I like Hot Rod Charlie putting the blinkers back on, and I like the fact that Doug O'Neill got the idea from Flavian Prat, who essentially is in a home game here, races out in Southern California, and Hot Rod Charlie getting the hometown jockey. That's my top pick, but it's 3 and 4 for me in the Breeders' Cup Classic.
All right, I agree. I like Hot Rod Charlie as well. I'm using Hot Rod Charlie, Essential Quality, and Nick's Go. And the only reason I'm using Nick's Go is if he makes the lead easier than is expected, if for some reason he's able to clear Medina Spirit and these others easier than we're thinking it's going to happen, let's face it, he's going to be tough to catch. So I can't let that happen. I'm using threes, fours, and fives. But I'm going to put Hot Rod Charlie on top as well. I like his price the best. I think he's running. He's in great form. He continues to improve. And for everything you said, Hot Rod Charlie for me in the Breeders' Cup Classic. All 14 Breeders' Cup races in the books. It's time now for the Naira Betts Best Bet.
This is the Naira Betts Best Bet.
All right, Dave, take it away.
Well, I'm not going to give you Jackie's Warrior, Gamin, and Life is Good because the price is going to be so low. I think all three have an outstanding chance of winning. The horse that is a favorite, but I don't think it's going to be bet like that, is Space Blues in the Breeders' Cup Mile. I think this is clearly Godolphin's best horse at the track for the Breeders' Cup, and I don't think it's a tremendous field. Space Blues in the mile, you're going to get about 3 to 1. That's a bargain.
I'm going to go to the Breeders' Cup Distaff and Malathat for the team of Todd Pletcher and John Velasquez, the Kentucky Oaks winner. Got back to her winning ways last time out in the Alabama. I think she's going to be primed and ready off a short layoff for the team of Pletcher and Velasquez. Like the way she's looked in the mornings, and I love the pace scenario. I think Malathat will come running and close out her three-year-old campaign with a win in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Dave, it's been a long road getting here, and now it's finally upon us. The Breeders' Cup later today and tomorrow. Really looking forward to it, my friend. Of course, folks, stick around. As soon as the Weekend Stakes preview is over, we will have live coverage today of Breeders' Cup Friday. Mike Pena, Kurt Becker, Jude Feld, and myself live here at the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Stick around. The Breeders' Cup is coming up just a few minutes from now, 5:30 Eastern time, right here on HRRN. And of course, we'll have coverage tomorrow as well. The Equine Forum from 8 to 10, or rather 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow, just like every Saturday. And then live coverage of Breeders' Cup Saturday right here on the network. On behalf of our producer, Lee Delapina, my co-host, Dave Friedman, I'm Bobby Newman. Thanks for joining us on the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. The Breeders' Cup is coming up right now.